5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Yeah. Do a bit of prep before we come in, Bill.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm not doing it.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, yes, we do feel good. We're back. We're back on the airwaves after a bit of a hiatus last week, which we filled the air with some of the best of work. And if we're honest, we could have gone on for a couple of years filling our blank air with best of work. Some of this man's best of work. Let's talk about the star of the show, the star of the network, if we're actually being honest. The great man, Bill Brownless. How'd you spend the week, Bill?
G'day, Nicky Revolt. Welcome to the Roo Boy. We'll find out where you are very shortly, but I think you must be in a dunny. But we'll have a chat to you very shortly. But I must say off the top, and welcome to you, Roo, sorry to our Rush Hour fans, we must say that, because last week we had the whole week off. You knew that, Roo. You're supposed to be on last week. But we had COVID-related issues here, so we had to get tested. We weren't allowed back into the office until we got results, and then the building got deep cleaned. But we are back now, and it's great to be back. As I look in the Zoom there, what are you doing with a cowboy hat on in Brighton? Tell me that, Nick.
Well, I'm not in Brighton, Bill.
Where are
I'm
you?
I'm in Brighton. I'm in the great state of Texas.
Texas.
On the other side of the
America.
World, Bill. And I'm in America. Oh. I'm in America, Bill.
Right.
So I went through all the appropriate channels, and I'm over here for work. So over here for a few months, got a bit of an interest that I'm involved in that's based over here.
Yep.
And coincides with an opportunity, obviously, to spend some time with my wife's family, which is great. So I get to kill two birds with one stone. But No special favours for me, Bill. Went through all the appropriate channels, and I'm here for work. And thanks for the update. I mean, I was disappointed last week.
Yes.
I was looking forward to re-establishing our partnership, a very strong partnership. We've only had the chance to work together
a
couple of times, but I mean, even from the other side of the world. Well, I know the Rush Hour has always had a global following, but a truly international flavour. And even the tyranny of distance, Bill, it won't get in our way because We are a strong unit, you and I.
Spot on. You look good too, Nico. But so paint the picture. Where exactly are you? You said there, I don't know, Texas or somewhere, which is a big state of America for those.
Texas or somewhere.
Yeah, but whereabouts? Yeah. Paint the picture. What's out the front door? Is there a deer or a bear? Or just tell us about it.
There's no deers out the front door. If I turn my camera, there might be a little further up on the wall.
Wow,
on the wall there.
It's a nice trophy, Nico.
all street legal, of course, over here, Billy Boy.
Right.
I'm in suburbia at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm in Houston, the city of Houston in Texas, which is a great city where my wife's family lives. So we're staying with her family. Big day for the boys tomorrow. They're enrolled in school over here, so they're going to go off to Westview Elementary School tomorrow, which is going to be like it's going to be a bizarre thing for them because they haven't been to school for 2 years for a start.
Is that like a normal like a school here, or what?
Yeah. No, little differences, Bill.
Yeah.
No school uniforms.
Yes.
Don't take your own lunch. You go and sit in the cafeteria. And I tell you, we went up to the school the other day just to get them acquainted with it, and a lot of the kids were playing out in the yard afterwards. And so I've spent the whole weekend with the boys over here trying to teach them about baseball and trying to teach them about American football.
Right.
Because I don't want the boys to be the kids that go and start tapping the baseball bat on the ground like a cricket bat, or they get thrown the American football and then they go and kick it and then everyone's like, oh, look at these two losers. What are they doing? So I spend the weekend trying to get them acquainted with the American sports. But I tell you, it's a different vibe over here, Bill.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Stepping off the plane.
Yep.
You walk through Melbourne Airport, ghost town, Sydney Airport, ghost town. You land over here and it is just a hive of activity. It's almost like COVID is not even a thing anymore. No masks. I've been to a football game with 50,000 people. I've been to a baseball game with 50,000 people, and it is business as usual. It's actually, I went to a restaurant the other day, Bill.
You went to a restaurant?
I went to a restaurant the other day. What an absolute
Taco Bell
that was. No, unbelievable. Didn't have to fill out a QR code or whatever when I walked through the door.
Are you wearing
unbelievable?
Are you wearing masks?
No, you just said no.
Oh, I wasn't.
No mask. You see the occasional person's wearing a mask,
wow.
But no mask. And normally when someone hears your accent, they hear that you're Australian, and they say, "What, you know, oh, Australian, you know, what a great." The language has changed.
Ooh.
Now they've been getting all the little bits of information filtering out about how strict and how locked down we've been, and they've been asking what has happened to you all over there? What has been going on? So it has been a little bit of an adjustment, Bill. Right.
No, we'll talk about it more during the week because I like this. Nicky Riewoldt over there in Houston, we'll talk about that and when he goes out shooting, which they're allowed to do and all that stuff. I want to find out all that. But
pop guns, Bill.
You're going to tell us what's on in the show. But g'day, Rabsy. Sorry, I forgot about you.
Bruce won't get there.
Oh.
That's a mark. Oh, he's broken the record for the most marks in the history of the game. Nick Riewoldt.
Spot on. 2,907 career marks, an official record.
There you are, the superstar. Now, Rui, tell us what's on the show.
yes. Well, we've got someone that we're both acquainted with, Bill. We've got Dilruk Jayasinghe joining us today, who's currently appearing on MasterChef. He was on with you as well, wasn't he?
Is that his surname? I was in the jungle with him for 20 days.
You didn't know his surname. And that's all you got to do in there, isn't it? Talk.
Yeah. Dilruk, of course, we got him on. What else? Yes. Oh, what's unusual
Dilruk
in
will be
Texas?
Joining us. Well, we've got to catch up on all the footy news, of course. We didn't get to talk any footy last week. The trade period's finished. We know that. We'll get into a bit of what's unusual Texas style.
Yes.
And you might round us out with a joke.
Of course. It'll be a good one. A good work. We're going to take a break.
Are we?
Yeah.
I think we'll go to a song. And after that, you guys are going to chat about what was a snore fest of a trade period. It's the Rush Hour. Rui and Billy, Triple M.
We're off to a flyer.
Exactly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell us what happens behind the scene.
He put an S in very late.
Triple M's Rush Hour, six All-Australians between them. It's Nick Riewoldt and Billy Brownless.
Yeah, six, Bill. Well, we split them 3-3, I think, wasn't it?
3-3, exactly
like
right,
yeah,
Rui.
I
won three, perfect. Which a lot of people wouldn't know. And, of course, you only won three.
Yeah, I was very stiff on three occasions, I think. surprisingly, haven't been up to date with too much of the footy news over here. And we had a bit of a gap last week. So let's get stuck into some footy news, Bill. Tell me about trade week.
Well, there's not a lot to tell, to be honest. A lot didn't happen. Then the last day, or the last couple of hours, a few things went there. All the ruckmen got on a merry-go-round and they jumped off at different spots. But it wasn't too bad. I reckon the side that did really well out of it was Carlton, who get Georgie Hewitt, another midfielder, to add to that pretty good midfield. And then you throw in Adam Cherrett also.
Mm.
Like, that's a really, really good midfield in there. Lewis Young, he can play back and things like that. So I reckon nearly the Blue Baggers did the best out of it.
Yeah, I feel like we said that the same thing about them last year when they were able to load up with Williams and with Saad. And so no excuses for Carlton. I feel like we've said that time and time again. Freo are the other one, I think. I mean, in terms of ready-made players, they didn't really walk away with much, but they're loaded up, Rabsy, draft picks, the Dockers.
They have.
Well, they got pick 6, 8 and 19. So three inside 20.
And
there.
Will Brody from the Gold Coast Suns, who our mate Joey Montagna's pretty keen on.
Yeah, he's a good inside mid. And they got Jordan Clark, of course, who's he'll get a bit more game time, you would think, over there. So, and he could be a very, very good player. What about your boy? St Kilda did nothing, Rue.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Bill.
But the Cats are okay.
Yeah, the Cats are big. The Cats have been sneaky movers, not players necessarily, Bill. So we know they added Eddie Betts.
Yes.
Just announced Harry Taylor is coming back down to the Cattery. What's he going to be doing down there?
He's playing. He's only 38, so he gets a game of the Cats. He's young enough.
Gives me nightmares. Harry Taylor.
Harry Taylor, what a star he has been.
They're into Rossi Lyon.
Well, they were. Harry's going to work in the football department. He's not going to play. He's going to be in the high-performance role there, which is fantastic. Of course, James Kelly, a premiership player, comes back. And Rossi Lyon has been linked to the club to help out the coach there. So that would be interesting. I don't know. What is Ross go up to?
Well, he's doing a bit of media stuff, obviously, with us at Triple M, Bill. And he's working in commercial real estate, Rossi.
Oh,
so obviously linked pretty closely to the Carlton job before he...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are we ever going to get to the bottom of what happened there? It was bizarre circumstances. Hopefully Rossi can shed a little bit of light on us when he joins us on the M's for footy next year. But no, he seems pretty set. I'm not sure they'd be able to prize him down the highway.
One or two.
Not after 09, Bill. I think it'll be too painful.
When Tomahawk hit the goalpost and was given a goal...
Oh, hit it. It went to gully. It deflected that bloody far.
Now holy we're opening shit. Up Friday, which
Bill,
is
you
great.
Mentioned the ruck merry-go-round, I should say.
The merry-go-round.
John Segler.
John Segler also comes down the cattery.
Yeah. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think he's a very good fellow. I was talking to Isaac Smith about him. Said he's a good ruckman. He'll be a good backup for Reece Stanley. And also he's a good boy to have at your club. So Darcy Ford, of course, went up to Brisbane there. Now, we open Friday. I don't know if you've heard this, Rui, over there. But Melbourne opens up Friday, which will be great. About time. There'll be plenty of frothies and everyone getting on the beers. But the Australian Grand Prix is also scheduled now for the 8th of April. So that weekend, the 8th of April, which will be good. There was no race this year. There was no race last year. So I tell you what, we're looking forward to that, to just get some numbers. As you said, you've been out in America and things are happening there. It'll be great for the Australian Grand Prix to be back on again.
Well, of course, I spent all the money on the track too. That was close for about 6 months doing all the upgrades on the track. So looking forward to having the GP back and just having events back on in Melbourne. Of course, we had the we're entering spring carnival time, which we weren't able to celebrate properly last year, but we had a big start, Bill, with the Caulfield Cup.
We did, and the favourite, Incentivise, who drew barrier 19 or 20, was out in the car park, and just a beautiful ride from Brett Preble, just waited and waited, and down the straight went bang. Won by about three lengths, paid $2.50, could get $3 at points bet, but $2.50, great ride. It'll go through to the Melbourne Cup now, but what a win that was. That was fantastic there. And a couple of non-conformists come second. Good run there. And Persan third. But a good race. Great to watch. We just need some people there, which we will have Melbourne Cup Day, which is something to look forward to. Now, I've got a question for you. He fought in America over the weekend. Tell me about Brock Jarvis, Roo.
Brocky.
Yeah, Brocky. Do you know him?
Yeah, of course I do.
Who is he?
He's car driver.
Brock Jarvis has just won his 20th professional fight, unbeaten.
Oh, the fighter, Brocky.
Yes. Brocky. He fought in California, had a good win there. He was in a bit of trouble. I watched the whole five rounds of this fight. He was in a bit of trouble early, Roo Boy, but then he won in round five. He stopped the Mexican, and a good fight. Well done to him, and good luck to Brocky Boy. He's one to, he's a Sydney boy, but one to take note of.
He's done really well. So Fenwick's his coach.
Yeah,
Fenwick.
Yeah, he loves you as all.
Yeah, good.
And he is a good fighter.
Good. Now, hey, I got a left fielder one here for you too, Bill.
Right.
So it's got an American flavor. So U.S. college athlete J.J. Weaver. He plays for the Kentucky Wildcats. He's a massive lump of a lad.
Yep.
Almost 2 meters tall. He's 110 kilos. Ooh. He plays linebacker. So he's one of the defensive blokes that just smashes people.
Yep.
He's been hiding a secret the last 2 years, I don't know if you'd call it a deformity with his body, but it's been kept under wraps for 2 years. But some eagle-eyed fans have just lifted the lid on his deformity, Bill. He's got six fingers on one hand.
What, and a thumb?
Well, he's got five fingers and a thumb.
Right.
So he has
six digits.
So he has six digits, Bill, on one hand.
He has not.
He's got six digits. there's a picture of him on the internet, and he's holding up his hand, and they all look, you know, normal sort of. Well, either his middle finger's abnormally large for a middle finger, or his pinky is really, really small for a little finger, but you had to get a specially made glove.
Obviously another finger, Rui.
An extra finger stitched into his glove.
Do they all work? Are they all functional?
They're all functioning. Yeah, five and a thumb, functioning fingers. And no one jerried for 2 years. I'm sure his teammates probably knew they would have
Wonder if he's got a nickname, old Kentucky Fried, finger licking good or something. I don't know.
He plays for the Kentucky Wildcats, Bill.
Oh, there we go. Oh,
there no. we go.
Oh, no, Kit don't Kat. Encourage that.
Kit Kat? No, that's only got four fingers.
The Colonel. Kentucky Fried. I love it.
There we go.
I'll go with that.
So, right, what's his name?
There you go, Bill. His name is JJ Weaver.
Righto.
Good name, too.
Yeah, good name. JJ Weaver good with name. The six digits.
Wrong.
Righto, I'm gonna keep an eye on him. We'll see where he goes. You got anything else over there? A bit of a wrap-up? Because what we do have later is what's unusual in Texas. There's plenty going on there.
Yeah, that could have got a run, but he was in Kentucky. So we stuck it into the sports news, Bill.
Oh, well done, Rick.
Well, coming up next on the Rush Hour, a bloke that you two know very well, Dilruk Jayasinghe, is going to join us to chat celebrity MasterChef on the Rush Hour.
Tell us, Shan.
What's his last name, Bill?
Singer.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill. Yes, Jim. Oh, now, I got something to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. We all handled.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Rui and Billy, and we are joined by comedian and celebrity MasterChef contestant Bill Dilruk.
Our next guest had to live with Billy in the jungle.
Scared by everything.
Now he's taking on Rui on Celebrity MasterChef, and he's already off to a flyer.
The winner is Dilruk.
Please welcome comedian, writer, and actor, Dilruk Jayasinghe.
Yes, Dilruk, he's off to a flyer, Bill, in the kitchen, in the MasterChef kitchen. Before we get into any of that, though, Dilruk, welcome to the show, mate. You've spent time with Billy in the jungle. You've spent time with me in the kitchen. I want to know off the top, who do you like better?
Well, you know what? Thanks, first of all. Thanks, boys, for having me. It's so weird to have the jungle mate and a kitchen mate at the same time. But I'll tell you what, to be honest, Rui, you might win just purely because you know my bloody name. Like, you know, try to get a boy from Geelong to pronounce Dilruk Jayasinghe. It is quite the challenge.
Hey, Dilruk, good to speak to your old friend as my old jungle mate here. And Have you got away from that okay? Because it was hard work in there. We all lost a bit of weight and you got out okay?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you bringing that up because you love to talk about the fact that I'm the only one who left the jungle fatter than I was when I walked in.
Can you believe that? Everyone lost 8 to 10 kilos and Dilruk walked out and he was heavier.
Yeah. How is that possible, Dilruk?
Well, because for starters, these guys are very picky eaters. I was like, I need sustenance. So we only had like bean and kale and, you know, impala anus. And I was just like, I'm fine. I'm fine with it all. And also, if you remember Erin Barnett, she had like a bad reaction to the food. So her allocation of food, she couldn't finish because she was constipated for 9 days. And so she would give me her food. So I'd actually ended up walking out heavier than I was when I walked in.
Sounds like you got to learn a lot more about each other in the jungle than we did in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, the jungle is intense. Like, obviously, Rui, the kitchen for us was obviously very stressful and we definitely go through different emotions in there. But the jungle is 24 hours. There was no switching off. And you'd think that, you know, that Billy would be the biggest snorer or whatever. But no, it was me. I was keeping everyone awake. So, you know, you should actually ask Billy what it was like living with me because I think I was more the troublesome one.
No, you did. You could snore. There's no doubt about that. But good fella. Good to have alongside you. And you're a reality show tart, to be honest, aren't you, Dilruk? So how's the kitchen going? Because I tell you what, I've watched a bit of it. And don't they love Rui? Don't they love Nick Riewoldt?
Well, he's hard not to like, though. Let's be honest. He's so good at hiding that dark side of him that we know.
And can you cook?
Hey, careful.
You could eat, but can you cook?
Mate, look, this is the thing that I kept getting asked him. I seriously only started cooking once the pandemic hit, right? I hadn't, like, before that, for me, cooking was putting spinach in a NutriBullet and calling that veggies, right? And so when the pandemic hit, I just started teaching myself how to cook little bits from YouTube and whatnot. Yeah. And then I think once I knew I was going to be coming on MasterChef, I just, like, crammed a whole bunch of stuff. I was on the phone to my mom asking how she made such and such. And then even my sister-in-law's mother, like, I called, they live in India. I'm like, hey, you know that thing that you make for me when I get there? How do I do that? So I just started cramming everything and you know, it was brutal, but I think I managed, at least winning that immunity pin on day one kind of validated being asked to be in there in the first place compared to the jungle where I got kicked out in the first round.
Well, you're right, mate. You're right. You got off to an absolute flyer in the kitchen. Yeah. So first cook, there's only one immunity pin up for grabs in the whole competition, and you come out and win it on the first day. But then you've gone and burnt it on last night's episode, less than 48 hours later.
I know, mate. And people keep saying online, going, you know, why did you play it? You know, the carbonara looked really great. I was like, there is no way that I'm going to go back-to-back reality TV shows getting kicked out in the first round. And I was so, like, confident as well with the jungle. I was like, look, I don't have the biggest profile, but I'm going to get some votes because it's voted by the Aussie public, who consists of so many, you know, immigrants from Sri Lanka and India. They don't care about Billy Brownless and Rhonda Birchmore. They're like, Carol's by candlelight. Give us Curry's by candlelight. That's what we want. And then I get kicked out in round one, and I wish I was humble, because in my moment of getting kicked out, all I had in my head was, I should have known my countrymen were too busy answering calls than making any of the calls.
Oh, that's what we like about you, Delrook. But you probably would have stayed in the comp last night after Chrissy Swan, unfortunately, had to make a dish with bacon. She forgot to put bacon in it. Come on, Chrissy.
Come on, Swanny.
It's pretty harsh in there, though, isn't it? Like, don't you reckon, Rui, like, that day, that first elimination, we just were shaking. Like, everyone, like, you know, they actually don't show enough of Thorpe's hands shaking, I reckon. He was
seriously. Yeah. It was hard to watch. So, Thorpe, you wouldn't have seen much of Thorpe Dill because you were cooking on the bench in front of him. But this is a man that stood on the blocks in the biggest races of all time, stared down the opposition and just destroyed them. I was worried he was going to be swimming with a stump for the rest of his life, because I dead set thought his hand was shaking that much. He was going to lop an entire hand off his body. He was very, very nervous, was Thorpe.
Yeah, imagine that, being a 5-time gold medalist Olympian, and somehow Gordon Ramsay's bacon challenge throws you off. Like,
what else have you been up to, Delrook? Because you do a bit of, we can't do any stand-up stuff. So what else you been doing, my friend?
Well, to be honest, really, it's a pretty grim state of affairs with being a live comedian and having, you know, all these pandemic and stuff take that away. But having said that, Billy, once we do come out and about in Melbourne, for example, at the comedy festival, it's kind of worked in my favor a bit, because the venue I was at was bigger than anything I'd performed in before. And I was like, and I thought, this is too big for my profile. But then without any other international acts, mate, I was selling it out, adding extra shows. So I'm, in fact, you know what? I might be originally from Sri Lanka, but here I'll say tonight, let's stop the foreigners. No more foreigners here. Close the gate behind me. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if mum and dad back in Sri Lanka are happy about me being the poster boy for One Nation now, but still, let's just...
How's it worked, Dilruk? So you said you've had a bit of an opportunity to sort of sit back and reflect. And do you actually now spend this time coming up with what your next act's going to be like? Are you gonna be a COVID basher? Like, what's your next show? Like, what flavor is it going to be?
Some new material.
It's a really challenging one, because they say comedy is like, you know, tragedy plus time, you know, but the problem is the tragedy of it all is still actually we're going through. Like, obviously I'm being silly about it, but the truth is, being away from my mom and dad for the last 2 years has been pretty challenging, right? Like, in fact, Billy, the last time I saw them was when I hugged them before going to the jungle in South Africa. Oh. So for me, I haven't seen them since, you know? And so, yeah, look, I try and find some kind of way to talk about what I'm going through without necessarily like harping on about it, because I think every comedian has a hot take on, you know, COVID and all of that. I'm like, look, I'm not smart enough to write clever jokes about the political system and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I'll just talk about my experiences, especially, let's just say, you know, the fact that I was a single man in a 1-bedroom apartment for 111 days. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just really proud that I would only like look after myself, you know, 3 times a day. Like, you know, think about it. A single bloke by himself for 111 days. Mate, I should have been dehydrated with Gatorade injected into one arm and, you know, my other arm recovering from carpal tunnel syndrome, you know?
We're not still in the jungle, Dilruk.
There's some of his new material. Can't wait to hear that. hey, good work, mate. Good on you. All the best. And the Celebrity MasterChef Australia, when's it on, Rebsy?
Sunday nights and Monday nights, 7:30 p.m. on the 10 Network. Tonight is a mystery box challenge as well.
Righto. Yeah. We might stop it there, Dilruk. Don't say anything, mate. But great to have you on the radio.
So good to be here. Thanks so much for chatting to you boys. Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour. Rui and Billy, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill was unbelievably discreet too.
Oh, yeah,
no doubt. He's just gone, Jim! Look!
on the Listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and our man over in Texas, Nick Revolt.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Ramsey. It's time for, well, what's trending unusual. Texas flavour today, Bill. Right. So I've added all of these things to my bucket list. I've been on the lookout for some things to do while I'm here with the kids. Got to keep them occupied. Yep. There's only so much sport you can go to. There's only, you know, so many cowboy hats and pairs of boots and, you know, things that you can fill your time with. Only so much Tex-Mex that I can eat. So I've been looking for some things to do with the kids.
Yep.
And when I grew up, we, you know, and you went for a holiday to Queensland, yes, or to northern New South Wales, we had the big things.
Yes.
We had the big pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
We had the big banana.
Yep.
What else we have? We've got the
big prawn.
Avocado, the prawn, yep, Bill. We had all of those things. So in Texas, and they do say everything is bigger in Texas, they have the big boot.
The big what?
It's a cowboy boot.
Ah.
The big boot.
So what? They got so a boot sitting out,
well, got
somewhere.
In San Antonio in the North Star Mall, yeah, they have a 35-foot tall set of cowboy boots.
Of course they do.
Oh, that was the way I picture it. We'll drive there. What's San Antonio's about 4 hours away. We'll get out of the car. We'll look at the boots.
Line up next to the boot.
Wasn't that shit?
But as you said, only in Texas. What else you got there in Texas?
Only in Texas. Yeah. Well, there's actually a city would you call it a city? I suppose you would call it a city in Texas called Paris. So Paris, Texas. And this is true, Bill. I've got a mate that works at Flight Center. He said this is fact. People actually ring up Flight Center at times complaining because they land in Paris, Texas, and they think they've booked trips and they think they're going to be arriving in Paris, France. Instead, they walk out. They're in Paris, Texas, and they look over and they see an Eiffel Tower replica with a big red boot sitting on top of the tower. So that's
so there's a joint called Paris, Texas, and it's got an Eiffel Tower.
It's got an Eiffel Tower.
A big Eiffel Tower.
Big. Well, yeah, it's big. Jeez. I don't think it's as big as the original. It's 1/10 the size of the original Eiffel Tower. So it's a mini Eiffel.
So again, only in Texas.
Only in Texas.
What else
and
do
then
you got?
Last of all, Bill, and this is close to home. So Rock Springs, Texas. That's a little sort of podunk town.
Podunk.
Out in, you'd probably call it West Texas. And Cass family have actually got, that's where their family ranch is, out in those parts, which is an interesting part of the world, Bill.
What do you mean interesting, Nick?
Oh, just, you know, a lot of sort of interesting sort of behavior happening out in
ding,
those,
ding,
those
ding,
ranges.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, that sort of stuff.
Righto.
And there is a longhorn cow out there. So they're the Texas longhorns with the big horns coming out of the side.
Yeah.
It is broken, unofficially broken, the Guinness World Record for largest horn span on a steer.
Yeah.
It's on a longhorn named Bucklehead. And the previous record was 10 feet 7 inches. Bucklehead's horns measure 11 feet and 2 inches wide.
11 feet.
Yes.
That's huge.
Massive, Bill. When they transport him, they actually have to stick tennis balls on the end of his horns because every time he turns his head, he's in danger of skewering.
That's
someone.
A big horn, Nick.
Big. That's yes, Bill. Wow,
gosh.
Really?
Well, mate, he wouldn't be able to get in anywhere. Imagine that. Poor old Bucklehead. He wouldn't. So,
did you mean that second one, Bill?
No. Well, you couldn't. Imagine trying to walk through a door when I'm trying to say, Nick, come on.
See, if you had meant the second part, you'd be anywhere. It actually would have been really funny. They're on the bucket list, Bill. They're on the bucket list for the boys. We're off to the big boots. We're off to the Eiffel Tower and we're off to see Bucklehead.
Pack the doll in and the kids in and we're going to have a look at the big cowboy boots. That'd be a hit. That'd go down really well. 4-hour drive and you drop off. Like the Griswolds.
I'll be wrapped.
Yeah.
We'll save your jokes for next, Bill, because that's when you've actually got to tell us one to make us laugh.
No.
It's the Rush Hour. Rui and Billy, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
on your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy and Nick Revolt.
Yes, indeed. First show back for Rui. Of course, we didn't work last week, but well done today, Rui. And of course, a big, big day for you, my friend, because it is Monday, the 18th of October here. But over there in Texas, where they've got the big cowboy boots and the big horns, it is the 17th of October, which is...
Yes.
How old are you?
39, Bill. Last one with a 3 in front of it.
Oh, no, you're getting old, boy, aren't you?
Oh, far out. Now, no good.
I'm trying to light the bloody candle. Oh, shit.
What's he done? Mate, we only just got back in here. Don't burn the joint. Don't burn the joint down.
So I can't. It's too hot. So anyway, happy birthday, Rui. Happy birthday. Let's sing a happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Billy. Very thoughtful.
You could have made this.
You baked that one?
I did. I made it. I should be on Celebrity MasterChef, which you're on, of course. And I just blew out the candles and spat on the cake, so no one else can get it. Hey, well done, Rui.
He actually has, too.
I know.
Yeah, mate, exactly. There, so you can have some, Rabsy, later.
No, I don't want it.
Hey, well done, Rui. We'll catch you tomorrow, of course, and we'll talk more Texas stuff, and you can tell us what else is happening over there. But time now for...
In the Day with a Laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Hey, Rui.
Yes?
What do you call a judge with no balls?
Oh.
Justice...
I don't know.
Justice Willie. Just his Willie.
Oh, that's terrible. Wow. Gosh.
He had all week, Rosie.
He had a week off.
A week off.
Oh, no.
A week end. That's 2 days and a week. So you've had, he has 9 days.
And no Friday show, so 10 days.
What's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi? Dubai doesn't show the Flintstones, even Flintstones, but Dubai does.
You butchered every part of that.
I'm just reading it for the first time, Rap.
You've said it on air before.
I have never said it before,
Rap. Abu Dhabi.
No, shut up. Go to bed. Piss off, Texas. Come on, Bill.
Sean Bear going to join us tomorrow too, by the way.
Oh, great.
So we'll get a lot better.
And we'll be better tomorrow. Well, I will be.
Another 5 days off, I reckon.
Oh, come on, Bill. Wow, we...